News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
EU Parliament has officially passed a ban on veggie products using 31 meat-like words like steak to describe their products. But burgers and sausages are still allowed to be used as titles for vegetable-based products. Yes, Minister, has come to reality. So should meat terms just be for meat products? In a second, we'll be talking to Sandra Higgins, Director of Eden Farmed Animal Sanctuary and Go Vegan World. But first, Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. Surely, Dennis, if I see a packet that says vegetable steak, I infer a clue into the word vegetable.
Well, good morning, Anton. Good morning to all your listeners. Look, I think the issue here is we've no issue with somebody. If somebody wants to become vegan, if somebody wants to become a vegetarian, pescatarian, whatever people want to eat, that's completely their own business. And we've no issue with that. And actually, it probably will help us long term because we're going to struggle to feed the planet at the rate the population is growing worldwide. So we need alternatives to what we already have because just the population is exploding. But what we do have an issue with is somebody, especially the likes of a child at an impressionable age, gets something that they is called a sausage or a burger or is, you know, something that we take for granted as being what it is at the moment. So you get a burger, most people presume it's a beef burger, and, you know, you go on holidays, on your skiing holidays, Anton, and you go skiing in Austria and you get your goulash or your schnitzel, and you presume your schnitzel is a pork schnitzel, and you presume your goulash is made with beef. But if somebody has a bad experience, whether it's taste, texture, mouthfeel, whatever it is, with that product, especially a young impressionable child, they may be turned off that product for life, even though they don't realise that it's not the actual product that they're eating.
All right, let me bring Sandra in on that. As I said, Director of Eden Farm Animal Sanctuary and Go Vegan World. Sandra, think of the children.
I think if we were to think of the children, we would be completely transitioning to plant-based production, and we would not be using other animals as human resources.
Which is all well and good, but does that allow you to call a vegan goulash goulash? Does it allow you to call a vegetarian burger a burger?
Well, strictly speaking, you know, goulash and burger and nuggets, they refer to the shape of food or the method of preparation. So it's entirely right to call a vegan product that doesn't contain any animal products or any unethical preparation, those terms, just as it is with animal products.
What about chop or wing or liver?
You know, there's two ways of looking at the ruling that came out yesterday. First of all, I would say that the reason the farmers are trying to ban the use of those terms for vegan products is they're claiming that it's misleading. And all the surveys, extensive surveys have been done in the UK and Europe that show they're not misleading. But what we have to do is transition completely away from thinking about other animals as food. So actually, the ruling that came out yesterday has a lot of advantages for vegans because we should not be using a term like chicken or salmon and thinking of that individual or that species as food or human resource. Their bodies and their lives are not ours to use.
But is it not helpful in coaxing people away from their previous habits? For instance, we got a text here from a man saying, I accidentally bought vegan nuggets because the pack had not chicken on the front and not was written small and chicken was written big straight into the bin. But in his instance, if he hadn't put them straight into the bin, there was a chance he might have eaten them and discovered that vegan nuggets are okay.
Yeah, and that would be wonderful. And they are very convenient. It's actually ridiculous that we're even debating this issue because if you think of the state of the world at the moment with war and intolerance and 8 or 9 billion humans killing 90 billion land animals and trillions of sea animals every year for products we don't need. We should be, what the farmers and what the EU should be concentrating on is how can we support farmers to have a planet in which they can produce food. And when I say food, I do not mean animal products. Animals are not food. We should be working with them so that they can work ethically and sustainably and earn their living.
Well, let me go back to Dennis because there's a number of texts coming in making points like this one, Dennis, that says, look, you don't need to worry too much. People will be able to work out the difference between vegetables and meat. For instance, no one has ever been confused by the term beef tomato.
Yeah, well, that's a specific variety of tomato. But I think Sandra there is attacking us that we don't want people to turn vegan. As I said already, I have no issue whatsoever with anybody who wants to eat vegan products. Anybody
well,
who
you
wants
do if they do it en masse because it takes away your entire market.
No, not particularly the demand. The demand is insatiable for meat and dairy products worldwide. I mean, that's the if you go to your supermarket, you can see where the vegan section is in it. If you go to vegan restaurants, if you go to any of your festivals and you see a vegan van providing vegan food for the festival goers, where are the queues the longest? Like, so there's no threat to farmers produce what the customer demands. We don't produce food that's not going to be eaten at this point in time because we don't have any food mountains anywhere in the world. If anything, we have a shortage of food worldwide. And we've
but are you threatened by the possibility that vegan producers using terms like goat, ribs, shoulder, shank, T-bone, ribeye, brisket, thigh, all of the terms that have been banned, that if they weren't prevented from doing it, it would give people a chance where they look and they say, well, actually, there is a product that looks similar to and has the same name as a meat product. I might give it a try and it might be as nice and not require somebody to kill an animal.
But why do we have to call it the very same names? Like, if you invent something new and you don't use a name that's widely established as meaning something else. But like I, as I said, we have no issue. If people want to make non-animal products as food, that's no problem whatsoever. And if they want to make, well, why not call it something different? And if the consumer demands it, it will grow in popularity, you know, naturally. So, but why use names that are established already, you know, for decades and thousands of years, hundreds of years? Come up with new names for these products. If the general public try them and they like them, they will become popular the same as all the other products that we eat at the moment.
Dennis, thank you very much. Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association. Sandra, just to go back to you with one issue that is coming up a lot now in the reaction, and the reaction is red in tooth and claw. A lot of people saying, hang on a minute, vegan nuggets, as case in point, are ultra-processed food. A lot of vegan food is processed rubbish. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, animal products are processed as well, but the whole science of how we categorise processed food and ultra-processed food needs to be looked at because, you know, just because something has a lot of ingredients doesn't mean it's ultra-processed. Some lovely complex recipes, if you look at a curry and the number of different spices you put in and how you layer them and when you cook them, you know, are we going to say that that's ultra-processed? The thing is, the science shows that we need to transition to a plant-based diet to meet our climate target goals and our health goals and our ethical goals, because it's unethical to use other animals as human resources. And a plant-based diet has many, many health advantages over a diet containing animal products. And I'd like to just say, Dennis mentioned there that all the farmers are doing is meeting the demand, the insatiable demand for meat. That is very inaccurate. What they are doing is creating a demand, and they create the demand by planting misinformation and confusion, masquerading their products as if they're ethical and environmentally sustainable and essential for human health, none of which is true.
Okay, Sandra, thank you very much. Sandra Higgins, Director of Eden Farm Animal Sanctuary and Go Vegan World. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.